Gosh, Loper, I sure wish I was going someplace for Christmas. Sure y'all got enough stuff? You forgot the dinner table in the commode. Sally Mae gave him an evil eye.
Slim, this isn't the time for your brand of humor. When you get married and have kids, you'll understand about traveling.
Yes, ma'am. When Sally Mae wasn't looking, Loper shook his head at Slim, and his mouth formed the words, "No, you won't." Slim shoved his hands into his jean pockets and grinned at Loper. Reckon that stuff will fit in the car, or do you want me to hook up the stock trailer? Loper muttered under his breath something about your Sunday breeches. I studied Slim's jeans. They looked normal to me. Kind of worn and dirty, actually. And I sure wouldn't have described them as church clothes. But cowboys are a strange breed. They don't always think like the rest of the world. I was waiting beside the gate when Sally Mae came out. I wagged my tail and gave her a big cowdog smile. She looked down at me with narrowed eyes and said,
"Get away, you nasty thing!"
What? How? Hey, I didn't jump up on her. I didn't lick her in the face. I didn't lick her on the leg. I didn't do anything but smile at her. All right, maybe she was still sore at me for jumping up on the dinner table and eating them T-bone steaks, or for running into the utility room after I'd been sprayed by the skunk. But heck, that had been months ago. I was perfectly willing to start over with a clean slate and try to make something out of the friendship. But Sally Mae had always been bad about carrying a grudge. Over little things, too. So she walked past me with her nose in the air. And then you know what she did? On her way to the car, she saw Mr. Pitiful, Mr. Half-Stepper, Mr. Sleep Till Noon, meaning Drover, of course. And instead of saying,
"Get away, you nasty thing,"
she bent down and rubbed his neck.
"Poor puppy's cold. Oh, Slim, why don't you let Drover sleep in the utility room while we're gone? Poor little thing doesn't have a warm coat like..."
She looked at me and her lip curled up.
"Like Hank McNasty."
I wagged my tail.
"Hank can stay out with the skunks in the sewer, but Drover needs a warm bed."
Let me intrude here to make one small point. Drover had very little promise as a cowdog, but even if he'd had papers and instincts and the rest of the program, that kind of mollycoddling would have ruined him.